From WGCU News, I'm Matthew Smith. Florida is probably best known for its beaches, but for some residents who live far from the coast, a day at the beach is not a common event. So there's a program in Southwest Florida to make sure children growing up inland learn the value of the state's coastal environment. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports.
A yellow bus filled with elementary school kids from Hendry County just arrived on Sanibel Island. Their teacher, Nan Aiken, says it's about an hour and a half drive.
So it is hard to get out here. I think most of them have been to the beach, but, you know, it's like probably once or twice a year.
So Aiken brings her students to the Sanibel Sea School to get hands-on lessons about marine life. Fifth grader Leah Holsinger says these field trips are fun.
Because you get to go in the water and it's the beach. I mean, who doesn't like the beach?
Carly Todd with the Sanibel Sea School guides the kids through a netting exercise. They drag a huge net through the shore, scooping up Gulf Coast critters.
All right, you ready to scoop and lift? One, two, three, scoop. And lift high.
Whoa! You got like 2 feet.
All right, let's watch the net all the way over to our buddy.
Really? Can I pick it up?
All right, now the net is on the ground. What is it? Hot lava.
A fish.
That's a puffer. So remember, we want to scoop. We don't want to...
Oh, the puffer!
Yep.
It has a puffer.
So you got a puffer in yours, too?
But for some of these kids, it's not just about learning facts. It's about facing fears. Kristen Abreu says her daughter Bethany in second grade was afraid of water. She says Bethany does not go to the beach much because they live inland. So Kristen says these school field trips to the coast have helped Bethany get more comfortable with water.
She's been more apt to get in the swimming pool in the community, and before she would just kind of cling to the edge, and now she's kind of getting out there a little more.
Bethany says she likes Sanibel.
Because it's really fun. I look at fish and I catch them.
We call them landlocked kids.
Bruce Neal is executive director of the Sanibel Sea School. He created this initiative.
We engage with kids that don't otherwise have the opportunity to experience the ocean. Being able to open their world to something that is literally quite in their backyard is pretty amazing.
Because of Florida's water quality issues, Neal hopes these field trips will inspire inland children to advocate for clean water when they get older. Like third grader Nicholas Kirkwood, who says he wants to change the world when he grows up.
I want them to stop littering in the waters because we were catching some fish and most of them were dead, but we found some alive ones, and I would just like if everybody stopped doing that.
These students will make their way back to the coast in February, and the Sanibel Sea School hopes to expand, reaching more of Southwest Florida's landlocked kids. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.